Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 9, Mother Jashoda, by His Lord Krishna, text number 20. Namam virincho na bhavo. Na shrir apyanga samshraya. Prasadam le bire gopi. Yatat prapa vi mukti dat. Na, not. Imam, this exalted position. Virincha, Lord Brahma. Na, nor. Bhava, Lord Shiva. Na, nor. Shri, the goddess of fortune. Api, indeed. Anga samshraya. Although she is always the better half of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prasadam, mercy, Nebire, obtain, Gopi, Mother Jashoda, Yat, as that which, Papa, obtain, Vimukti Dat, from Krishna, who gives deliverance from this material world. Purport. Neither Lord Brahma, nor Lord Shiva, nor even the goddess of fortune, who is always the better half of the Supreme Lord, can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the deliverer from this material world, such mercy as received by Mother Jashoda. Purport. This is a comparative study between Mother Jashoda and other devotees of the Lord. As stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi 5.142, Ekla Ishvara Krishna Arasava Vritya. The only Supreme Master is Krishna, and all others are His servants. Krishna has the transcendental quality of Vritya Vashyata, becoming subordinate to His Vritya, His or servant. Now, although everyone is Vritya, and although Krishna has the quality of becoming subordinate to His Vritya, position of Mother Jashoda is the greatest. Lord Brahma is Abhritya, a servant of Krishna, and he is Adi Kavi, the original creator of this universe. Tene Brahma Ridaya yet Adi Kavaye. Nonetheless, even he could not obtain such mercy as Mother Jashoda. As for Lord Shiva, he is topmost Vaishnava. Vaishnavanam yata shambhu. What to speak of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, is the Lord's constant companion in service, since she is always associated with His body. But even she could not get such mercy. Therefore, Pariksha Maharaj was surprised, thinking, what did Mother Jashoda and Nanda Maharaj do in their previous lives by which they got such great opportunity, the opportunity to be the affectionate father and mother of Krishna? In this verse, there are three negative pronouncements. Na, na, na. When anything is uttered three times, do it, do it, do it. One should understand that this is meant to indicate the great stress on a fact. In this verse, we find na labire, na labire, na labire. Yeah, labire is to obtain.
And once again,
Prapa, obtained. And where's the third one? That's two. Exalted Virginia, api indeed. Petty half, prasadam mercy, labor obtained, Really contained. Yeah. I only find two. You find three? Yeah, Mother Yasoda is in the supermost exalted position. And Krishna has become completely surrendered to her. What's that? That's not Brahma, not Shiva, but that's all right. That's not the same thing as not obtained. We find not... Yet Mother... Yeah, so it's not Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord and the Goddess of Fortune. Good, thank you. Yet Mother Yasoda is in the supermost exalted position, and thus Krishna has become completely subordinate to her. The word vimuktidat is also significant. There are different types of liberation, such as Sayuja, Salokya, Sarupya, Sharasti, and Samipya. But Vimukti means special mukti. When other liberation, one is situated, when after liberation, one is situated on the platform of Prema Bhakti, one is said to have achieved Vimukti, special mukti. Therefore, the word na is mentioned. That exalted platform of prema is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as prema pamatar mahan. And Mother Yasoda naturally acts in such an exalted position in loving affairs. She is therefore a Nitya Siddha devotee, an expansion of Krishna's Ladini potency. His potency to enjoy transcendental bliss through expansions who are special devotees, Anandamaya Chinmaya, Rasa Pratibhavitabhi. Such devotees are not sadhana siddha. Namam virincho nabhavo nashi yapyanga samshaya prasadam levire gopi yattat prapya vimuk. Neither Brahma, nor Shiva, nor even the Goddess of Fortune, who is always the better half of the Supreme Lord, can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the deliverer from this material world, such mercy as received by Mother Yasoda. Ye yatamam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham mama vatmanu vartante manusha partha sarvashaha. That all of them, as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path. In all respects, O son of Kunti. Everyone has a relation with Krishna eternally. And according to the nature of that relationship, Krishna reciprocates. So Brahma and Shiva, Brahma especially, generally speaking, is doing sadhana to obtain liberation. And Lord Shiva, of course, he's beyond this material world, but somehow or another he's somewhat associated with it because of being the lord of the mode of ignorance. Therefore, he's sometimes a little distracted from Krishna consciousness, but not generally. He's completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. He only comes to the material world for the mercy to deliver the ignorant people. On the other hand, the Goddess of Fortune, she's on the platform of prema, but she's just on the platform of prema. I mean, just on the platform of prema is not exactly the right way of phrasing it. In our present position of sadhana bhakti, there are two qualities. What are the two qualities of sadhana bhakti? Sound pretty doubtful. Did you take Bhakti Shastri test? No. So what does Klesha Agni mean? Yeah, something like that. Klesha is distress, misery. Gnye means liberation from destruction of misery. And those miseries are things like papam, aparabdha, and pravda karma, kuta, and
bijam kutam prapta aparabdha.
Yeah, bijam. And the root cause of all of that is what? Ignorance. Agya. Because of ignorance, we accept the seed of desire. The seed is actually desire. Desire in Russian, jelenia. What is it in Slovenia?
Jelenia.
Russian is jelenia. Pretty close. And and devotional service in Russian is pray nad naye, prinanye, služenye. What's that? I guess Russian is the mother language. You don't like to look at it like that. Slovenia is the mother language. So the root cause is jelenia, jelenia, desire, bija. The root, there's desires in our heart, and they manifest themselves as parabdha and aparabdha karma. As parabdha, what is parabdha karma?
So I get confused in both, but I would say one is that which we are already suffering, one is which is already in the stocks that will come in the future, and bija is the seed that we have already sown.
Well, the bija is potential, but when it's manifested, it's called what? You have a choice between parabdha and aparabdha. What does I mean?
No.
So, what would it be?
No, which has not yet manifested. Parabdha is which we are already going through the current.
Yes, that's right.
And aparabdha is which is yet to come in the future.
Good. So, parabdha karma is what's manifested. And then as we manifest it, then we get a reaction from it, kuta. That reaction is stored as a tendency to do the same thing in the future. Just like if you eat some chocolate, what happens? You want to take another chocolate. So you perform the simple activities of eating chocolate, and then you get the tendency you want to eat another one. Proof. I mean, eating chocolate is not sinful. It's not necessarily if it has the right ingredients, but this is an example. And then that manifests itself, the kuta, the tendency manifests itself as a desire. Called bija, seed. And that seed, again, manifests itself as parabdha karma. So, sadhana bhakti means it destroys all those, by destroying ignorance specifically. Ignorance, the fact to do things for Krishna's service, means that we associate with Krishna eventually, and by associating with Krishna and his internal energy, Ladini Shakti burns to ashes all the reactions or sinful activities. And then Subhada, then the good qualities of the soul are manifested. Or Krishna manifests, develops the good qualities. As one becomes purified, one comes to the mode of goodness, and all good qualities manifest. And that goes all the way up to asakti. Sadhana bhakti goes from simply a little shraddha, little faith, a little liking, all the way up to asakti. What does asakti mean?
Like
What's the difference between Shraddha and Asati? What's that? What's the name of liberation? What platform was that? On what platform were we liberated from material existence? Nishtha, yeah. And then after Nishtha, then one can actually taste consistently devotional life. In other words, the taste is that everything is actually Krishna's energy, and therefore everything has the quality of Krishna, bliss, knowledge, and eternity. Although the forms taken by the material energy are temporary, still it's Krishna's energy, so it has some quality of pleasure in it. And seeing in relation to Krishna is knowledge. So the state of Nishtha, Ruchi, means that one actually has a taste for the holy name and everything becomes blissful. Everything has a taste to it. Colors, sounds, sights, hearing, everything becomes tasteful. And that's still on the platform of sadhana, because as soon as one stops devotional service, one falls into maya. One may become distracted, even at this ruchi. Not very likely, not very often, but it's possible. And when that becomes condensed, it's called asakti. One has the bhajan as its focus, ruchi, because while we're doing bhajan, everything becomes very pleasurable. And asakti has Krishna as the focus. One becomes attached to thinking about Krishna. And if the mind withdraws from thinking about Krishna, even for a moment, it immediately goes back to thinking about Krishna. It can't withdraw from thinking about Krishna. Just like a fish cannot live without water. So the mind can't exist without thinking about Krishna. That's called asakti. And on that platform, sometimes one may hear Krishna's flute, or even briefly see Krishna as a flash. That's still on the platform of sadhana. And then when it comes to uttama, it's on the border between sadhana bhakti and uttama bhakti. And there are two qualities of uttama bhakti. What are the two qualities of uttama bhakti? Sudurlava. And what is it? And the other one? Moksha Lagu Krit. Liberation seems insignificant. Lagu means light, not very important. Because one is already liberated, past liberation actually. Platform of bhava, then the happiness is millions of times greater than asakti. That the heart, it melts the heart. The heart is always melted. And there's taste, there's constant taste. And feeling. At the stage of bhava, our natural feelings awaken. Because then our identity is revealed, who we actually are. So we develop the feelings of a servant, the feelings of a friend, the feelings of a parent, or the feelings of a conjugal lover towards Krishna. Those awaken at the stage of bhakti, but to a very small extent. Because bhava is one ray in the sunlight of prema. Little inconceivable. From the position we're at, it seems inconceivable. And then prema is only the beginning of a pure love for Krishna. Then it goes sneha, affection, mana, counter love. Then it goes raga, anuraga, and bhava, mahabhava, and two different stages of mahabhava. So even prema is inconceivable. So the goddess of fortune, I think, is generally on the platform of prema. Not bad. Can't criticize her for that. And Mother Yasoda's past prana, sneha, mana, raga, anuraga. She's on the platform, I believe, somewhere like anuraga. So it's inconceivably intense love that she has for Krishna. Eternally. There's never been a time that Mother Jasoda wasn't Mother Jasoda or had some false identification. She's a Nitya Siddha devotee. And therefore, her, compared to Brahma or Shiva or even the Goddess of Fortune, she's on such an intense, elevated platform of love, and therefore Krishna reciprocates with her and plays like a little child. Krishna never plays like a little child to Mother, to the Goddess of Fortune. He doesn't start crying when she's massaging his feet. Mommy! Or does Krishna doesn't play like a little child when he's with Brahma or Shiva. Therefore, and the affection of a little child is so great, depending on the mother, and the mother is always thinking of the little child, how dependent the child is on her. So that's intense love. Can't be imitated, nor can it be conceived of. Only when one comes to that platform, even a prema bhakta couldn't really conceive the love that Mother Jasoda has for Krishna. It's just beyond one's imagination. And what to speak of the platform of Mahabhava, especially in the platform that Srimati Radharani is on. Who's the other one who's on the platform of Mahabhava? Yes, she's Chandravali. Chandravali is on the lower part of Mahabhava. Not insignificant. Her love is not insignificant. You think, oh, Chandravali. What is she doing in the picture? Get her out of there. No, she has inconceivable love for Krishna too. But Radharani's passes everyone completely, and therefore Krishna is only really satisfied when he's with Radharani, Srimati Radharani. It's not that the others aren't, he doesn't take pleasure, but it's like if you have some prasadam that you especially like, you're especially happy when you receive it. The other prasadam, it's not that you reject everything else. I only like love demands, but I won't eat anything else. Not once in a while you eat a samosa or a pakora or something. Although you have a special place for glovedomans. So Srimati Radharani is the sweetest. Therefore Krishna has a special place for her. But he also enjoys the other relationships too. So Mother Jasoda is on a special platform too. Because, generally speaking, the gopis don't mother Krishna like Mother Jasoda does. And therefore there's a special appreciation for her. Although, when she's cooking, Krishna enjoys her cooking. I mean, I'm sure we'd enjoy it too. If Mother Jasoda wanted to cook the Sunday feast, I don't think anyone would object. But still, within when Srimati Radharani cooks, her, the actual taste is not just the ingredients, the actual taste is the rasa she puts into her consciousness. Is actually what makes that Krishna enjoys the most is the taste that she puts into because of her consciousness. But her rasa includes not only conjugal rasa, but also includes also parental relationship. She also has that feeling towards Krishna. Therefore, Krishna enjoys her prasadam the most because it's the most tasteful, has all the rasas in it. Anyhow, let's go to the spiritual world and maybe we can get some remnants. If we're a cowboy, we can sit down and enjoy the prasadam every morning and evening and the lunch bags they pack. Prabhupada said that actually, I don't want to go to Vrindavan, I don't want to go to Goloka Vrindavan to see Krishna. I want to see what Mother Jasoda is packing in the lunch bag. So let's go there and maybe we can get a little bit of some remnants. The gopis get the remnants, so they get the prasadam too, but they get it. It's all even more tasteful because Krishna's enjoyed it and Krishna's devotees have enjoyed it. So they get their enjoyment too, included. And sometimes when Rati Manjari comes back, because she sometimes delivers the sweets that Srimati Radharani prepared to Mother Jasoda. So Dhanishta packs the remnants after prasadam was finished and gives it to Rati Manjari and Dhanishta to bring back to the gopis in Yavata so they can get some of Krishna's remnants. And there's only a small amount, but when it's distributed to the gopis, it's unlimited. So we don't have to worry if you go back to the spiritual world and there's only a small amount of Maha Prasad, you don't have to get worried because it's all unlimited and you'll get your share. Advantages of being in the spiritual world. That's why generally speaking, no one comes here unless Krishna tells them. So I'll stop there. Thank you very much. Any questions or comments? After that talk about prasadam, everyone just wants to go to prasadam. So, yes.
Something back, I asked you about the minimum qualification to go back to the spiritual
world. Baba won't take you to the spiritual world. He'll take you to the place where Krishna is having his pastimes. So you can come to the platform of prema and get trained up by the gopis, by the residents of Vrindavan, so that whatever rasa you're in, you can do that service very nicely. So Baba's minimum to come to the platform, like there were gopis in who are the gopis that there is these who were sadhanas, well, they're on the platform of Baba. There is the Munichari gopis. There's the Vedasara gopis. So they took birth. The Vedasara gopis were the Veda personified. The Munichari gopis were the ones who were who saw Lord Ramachandra. And Lord Ramachandra said, I have the Ekapati Vrata, I only take one wife, but in my past, my appearance as Krishna, I can accept all of you as my wives. So the Munichari gopis, the Vedasara gopis, they all took birth as in Krishna's pastimes, but they were not necessarily on the platform of prema bhakti. Therefore, when Krishna came, he also came with Srimati Radharani, Lalita, and other prema bhaktas, and they trained up these gopis. Rupa Manjari came, and they all came, and they trained up the gopis. So that they were participating in the Katyayani Vrat, and then afterwards they got trained up and they got the mercy of Krishna and they were able to dance in the Rasa dance. Krishna accepted them, he stole their clothing after that. So they got trained up and they became qualified. Then they became qualified to go back to the spiritual world. So even when we join Krishna in his pastime, still we have to get trained up. First we get trained up, I believe, under some particular gopi, and then when the gopi takes us to one of the principal gopis, and then they give us in the charge, if we're a manjari, to Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami trains us up, and then when we're trained up, we can go and serve Radha and Krishna under his guidance. We act like his apprentice. He brings the prasadam, we assist him. He can't make mistakes when you're serving Radha and Krishna. It's not that you bring the tray there and you spill it all over them. It would be quite a disturbing situation. We're not supposed to interfere with their pastimes. So therefore we have to get quite good before we're able to directly associate with Radha and Krishna. Anything else? Okay. Kuala Grantharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Kijai.